The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Four Together for Kids show are solely that of the hosts or guests and not those of 101.7 The Truth and Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
Truth Nation, it is time to get real about education. Talk about what's working, what needs to change, and how we can make sure every child in our community gets the great education they deserve. This is Forward Together for Kids, brought to you by City Forward Collective on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app. Now, here are your hosts, Kyle Wallace and Cole Lester Morgan Jr.
Hello and welcome into another episode of Forward Together for Kids, a City Forward Collective radio program. I am Kyle Wallace and I am so excited for today's show because we are going to be joined by some outstanding individuals who are making a great impact in education right here in the city of Milwaukee. But as always, I am always going to be joined by Coleston Morgan Jr. Coleston and I today, we'll have a great conversation talking about the state of education, but also highlighting the schools that are getting it right, right? Private and public schools that are getting it right and serving the children the way that they need to be served. We'll also dive a little bit into the test scores that came out last month and let parents and families know exactly how to break that down, how to look into it. And lastly, we're going to share some inspirational messages. I'm telling you this right now. We are so excited to have another great episode that will fulfill you, educate you, inform you, and have you leaving with understanding all the options that your child has to thrive academically. And as always, I am so excited to be joined by Coleston Morgan Jr., the executive director at City Forward Collective. Coleston, how are you doing today?
I'm good. So it's good to be on, Kyle.
Yes. Now, today, Coleston, we are going to be joined by Dr. Kadeem Ruiz, the executive director at Rocket Ship Wisconsin, and Patrick Landry, the president at Notre Dame School of Milwaukee. But before we get to them, and I know you're going to highlight them as well, I do want to talk about the fact that we need to talk about the school district's report cards, and we need to talk about the data and what that all means. And can you just tell us, how are these report cards and data, how are these a mirror and a measuring stick?
Right. And so just like every student gets a report card every quarter or at the end of the year, and that's supposed to signal to that student, to the family, here's how they're doing. This is what we get for our schools. Now, we've talked before about these report cards. They aren't perfect. There's work that needs to be done to make them better. And frankly, they come out too late because we're talking about results from last year, mm-hmm. and it's almost Christmas time this year.
That's true.
But, you know, we get them when we get them, so we're going to do the best we can with them. And so what I'm excited to have a conversation about today is we know there's work to do across our city. We know that when we look at the numbers across our city, you know, almost two-thirds of our students are in schools that aren't meeting expectations, is what these report cards are telling us. But they're also showing us that there are schools that are proven that it can be done. And so I'm really excited to have Patrick from Notre Dame and Kadeem from Rocket Ship on, because these are different types of schools in different parts of the city, serving different student demographics that represent our city as a whole. And both are proven that it can be done. And so, what I'm excited for us to all explore together is, you know, what does it take to move students to proficiency? What does it take to ensure that our kids are reading, writing, doing math at the levels that they need to be doing? And how can we expand the good work that's happening at schools, a public charter school like Rocket Ship, a private school like Notre Dame? And there's great MPS schools that are doing the same work as well. We need more of them across the city, and that's a conversation we got to have.
And you're talking about that conversation that we're going to have today. What made you today want to bring in these two leaders from these two schools to talk about that proficiency and what they are doing? What made them particularly the ones that you say, yeah, we got to bring these two guys in today?
So at City Forward Collective, we always start with the facts and the data, right? And so we always do every year, we put together what we call our State of Milwaukee Education Report. We take a look at these report cards. We take a look at the assessment results, all the other components of the report card. Shameless plug, you can visit all of our resources at www.cityforwardcollective.org. But based on our analysis this year, we want to identify schools that were showing more improvement, some of the stronger growth, some of the stronger proficiency numbers in the city. And so that's why I was excited to bring these two leaders today, because these are two of the schools that really stood out to us as schools and networks that were really you know, meeting and exceeding the expectations.
Meeting and exceeding the expectations. I am so excited for that conversation. So when we come back, Truth Nation, we will have a conversation and we'll be joined by two men who are leading and they are making sure that they are being innovative and impactful right here in schools in Milwaukee. So when we come back, we'll be joined by two great leaders here in schools in Milwaukee. This is Forward Together for Kids, a City Forward Collective radio program on 101.7 The Truth.
Milwaukee Black Talk.
I have a brother from North Carolina. He said, hey, I turned into this black talk show the other day. I said, you're talking about The Truth.
Download the new 101.7 The Truth app from the Google Play Store or Apple App Store. You are listening to Forward Together for Kids, brought to you by City Forward Collective on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Hello and welcome back into Forward Together for Kids, a City Forward Collective radio program. I am Kyle Walton. As always, I'm joined by Kaleston Morgan Jr., the executive director at City Forward Collective. And right now we are so excited to be joined by Dr. Kadeem Ruiz, executive director at Rocket Ship School, Wisconsin, and Patrick Landry, president of Notre Dame Schools of Milwaukee. Now, these two individuals are extremely dynamic and are making an incredible impact in the schools right here in Milwaukee. Together, they bring firsthand insight into what is working in their schools and how they're improving student outcomes and what families should know about this year's state report card. They will fill you in on all that. Firstly, I'll give a quick introduction to Dr. Kadeem Ruiz. He leads Rocket Ships to Milwaukee schools and has dedicated his career to expanding opportunity for students like him who grew up in under-resourced communities. He's a former special education teacher from Brooklyn, and he's worked in classroom networks across the country, building programs that close gaps for exceptional learners. Thank you so much, Dr. Kadeem Ruiz, for joining us here today. How you doing, Dr. Ruiz?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
It is my pleasure. Now, also, we are joined by Patrick Landry, who, again, is the president of Notre Dame Schools right here in Milwaukee. Patrick leads a growing K-8 Catholic school network right here in Milwaukee Southside that serves more than 700 students. Patrick is a Milwaukee native and a first-generation college graduate himself, and Patrick has spent his career ensuring every child, regardless of income, can have access to a high-quality, value-based education. Patrick, thank you so much for joining us here today. And how you doing?
Doing great, thanks.
We're going to get right into it. The DPI report cards are out. What is the first thing you look into when it comes to the data when it comes out each year? We'll start with Dr. Ruiz.
Absolutely. Very first thing I always look at is the achievement score. Because at the end of the day, what we are trying to do for students across Milwaukee, across Wisconsin, is ensure that they are competitive in the broader market when they leave our schools. And that means that we have to look at absolutes and proficiency. Can students do grade level work? So achievement, that's always the first thing I look at.
Yeah. Now, Patrick, as well, what are your thoughts when you first see the data? What is it that you evaluate and look at?
Similarly, I think achievement is the most important aspect of the state report card that we look at, in particular, eighth grade achievement. You know, we start with our children at 3 and 4 years old, most of them, and so we have them for potentially 10 years. Mm-hmm. And so where there's third grade or fourth grade data on the achievement side that we look at and we think, well, this needs some work, we know that we have time with those children to get them ready before we hand them off to high school. So definitely the achievement. I'd also comment that the changes and the cut scores and what achievement means has been a challenge for schools to navigate, but it's still the thing we look at as most important.
I think that's so important for you both to share that. Now, the big question for a lot of people listening, because you both work with great networks of schools right here in the city of Milwaukee, what was your reaction for your school and how your schools performed, Dr. Ruiz?
Yes, absolutely. We were very excited. You know, the team has worked hard since I've become executive director in 2022. This was the first year to see some pretty incredible academic gains. I just said, right, that the first thing that we look at is achievement. And so we still have work to do, even at Rocket Ship, when it comes to achievement. We want to ensure that we are bringing our proficiency to 50% or better. When we look at the statewide results, right, only 50% of our kids can read on grade level statewide. And so we want to keep improving that.
Now, how do you keep improving that? What's really driving that success?
Yeah, I think at Rocket Ship, it's about really caring about the tier one instruction, the grade level content, just as much as the tier two interventions. We drive hard on coaching, observations, lesson plan rehearsal, not just for the main lesson, but also for the small group interventions that are truly going to personalize instruction for students.
That's fantastic. Now, earlier we talked about your passion for education and what truly drives you. What I do want to know is, you know, based off your story, how does that shape your leadership here in Milwaukee? How does your journey shape exactly how you're leading students and leading schools here in Milwaukee?
Yeah, absolutely. My two brothers didn't have the same educational opportunity that I had growing up. I went to a gifted and talented middle school. I went to a boarding school for high school, went to Princeton for college. And that was the defining thing that changed the trajectory of our lives. One of my brothers was killed. The other is in jail for the next 20 years. And so this is deeply personal because I get the consequences when we don't get it right. And I've personally gone through and experienced the benefits of when we do get education right. And so how it shows up in my leadership is a relentless pursuit for excellence for our students, and ensuring that we're taking care of our staff and truly being compassionate and empathetic for what they're going on. For what they're going through in their lives, because when we pour into our staff, then they can pour into our students.
No, I absolutely love that. And I think that's so important to share your journey and share your story, because there's so many people that need to have that type of inspiration and understanding. Though there's might be things and barriers that you may have to overcome as a family, you can still fight through, and you are a shining light from that. Now, lastly, I do want to know, what lessons can other schools take from Rocketship's academic gains in partnerships with families?
Yeah, partnership with family. So Rocketship has three main pillars: personalized learning, which I talked about already, talent development, and then parent power. And parent power is the defining element at Rocketship, because it's not just about bringing parents in for fun events, right, or for cultural events. It's about deeply partnering with them academically, equipping them with the tools to be able to extend learning at home, and showing them that they have all of the resources that are needed in order for them to be true players to support their students at home.
Now, again, this is fabulous information. Thank you so much for sharing. As we are going to continue to have this great conversation, now I want to switch over to talk to Patrick Landry, who's from Notre Dame School right here in Milwaukee. Now, I want to ask you the same question I asked Dr. Ruiz. What was your reaction to the statewide results of how your school performed?
I think twofold. The first, on the statewide results, I think there's some real sobering data that came through. Again, some of the there's been changes in terms of what it means to be proficient, now meeting, advanced, what those expectations are and what they used to be. But, you know, and I think there are some fundamental pieces broken in the state report card data. When a school has 10% meeting or proficient data and are somehow exceeding expectations, I think that something's broken there. The expectations that we should hold children to should not be where that's acceptable. I think in another way, there are some real bright spots and there were some real beacons of hope and positivity when it came to the statewide results that we saw released a few weeks ago. In terms of Notre Dame, we've recovered really admirably from the pandemic. And, you know, I give... We very much look at our school from like a pyramid structure on, if you have those fundamental pieces, as Kadeem said, parental involvement and engagement, excellent staff that you retain and support, consistent leadership, and then a constructive and aspirational environment. Those are the schools, when you look at who perform well, they have those things in common. A few bright spots for us in particular, you know, about 82% of our kids come from economically disadvantaged households. I said a little earlier, we look at eighth grade data as being the most important. 100% of our eighth grade boys were meeting and proficient in math.
Oh, that's excellent to hear.
It is, and it's on par with any of the suburban, more affluent districts. Our girls were 80% proficient meeting in English language arts. Similarly, that's Elmbrook, Shorewood, close to Whitefish Bay. So we were really thrilled to see the students perform at such a high level.
That is really good, and that's a good for the future here of our students of Milwaukee, who are the future leaders of this city in this country. Now, to continue on with you, Patrick, Notre Dame's expansion and dual enrollment partnerships are remarkable. How do these opportunities connect to long-term student success?
So, you know, Notre Dame's unique in that we have a dual language model in our three-year-old to through elementary school. It means the students are immersed in often their home language, Spanish, in those early grades. And then we move to a 50-50 English-Spanish mix. And for us, I think that that really, there's so much research for in the brain of why bilingual and biliterate education is good for children. And so for us, that's a huge aspect of what we're all about. We have single gender middle schools, which we're the only school in town that does that. And we think that that creates a real climate where students are focused on their academics and on their education, and creates a real special learning environment for both the girls and the boys.
Now, you've called education a ripple effect. How do you see that in your students and families?
Twofold. So the School Sisters of Notre Dame were the founders of our school. They've been educating children around the world for about 200 years, and they very much believe that education was like a stone in the pond, that when you educate a child, that impacts a family, and through the family is how we impact our community. For us, it's shown in a few ways. We have 9 Notre Dame graduates who now are on staff. So they've experienced the mission. Now they want to work at the school. And we also are seeing a second generation of Notre Dame graduates sending their own children there. And so I think that education and quality education creates a ripple effect to make our community better.
Again, right now, we are being joined here by the executive director of Rocketship Wisconsin, Dr. Kadeem Ruiz, and also Patrick Landry, who is the president of Notre Dame School here in Milwaukee. And we're having a great conversation here on Forward Together for Kids. But I want to continue going on here. And Patrick, I do want to talk about strategies, right? What strategies have helped teachers and students stay focused on excellence amid this challenging environment? I know you alluded to how challenging it is, but what is it that students and teachers have been doing to really get over these obstacles?
Yeah, I think on that, those fundamentals, for us, we have 3 campuses. We have the elementary school, we have the girls' middle school, and we have the boys' middle school. And when we bring visitors to all 3, they talk about very much there's a Notre Dame way that we're doing things. There's a consistency across classroom and across buildings. And again, that starts very much with the teachers and the parents and the children. But I also think that our kids, there's a constructive atmosphere in every classroom. There's a way that we do things that is consistent. And there's also very much an aspirational spirit. Our kids, especially in middle school, want to get into the best high schools in Milwaukee, in the Milwaukee area. Mm-hmm. And because of that, they know that they have to work their butts off and do everything that's expected of them to set them up for the next step in their life. And so I think that joyful and constructive spirit is fundamental. From there, it's frequent data use, high-frequency coaching for teachers who need it and to help push them and make them better, consistency of curriculum across the buildings. So I think once you have the culture in a good place, then you can raise up that level on high-frequency and excellent coaching and consistent curriculum.
Now, lastly, before I want us to have a big conversation, Patrick, what can Milwaukee learn from how your school supports back both academic growth and character development?
Yeah, you know, I think there are so many lessons when you go into schools. When you go into those schools that you look at or that are high performers, there are so many things in common. And I wish that we had a better way to learn from each other and implement really what's working across the different sectors. I think it's very easy to be wrapped up or trapped in you're a charter school, you're a private school, you're a district school. But there are bright spots in all of those sectors. And so how do we learn from each other in a way that helps double down on what's working and helps maybe eliminate some of the broken systems and broken things that schools continue to do?
Oh, I love this. Thank y'all both so much. Now, I want to get to some more a group conversation where it gets a little juicy, right? It gets really interesting because you all are policy. Cool. Like,
are you trying to make trouble for us?
Yeah, no, not make trouble. What it is I understand how influential in the impact you all are making on literally the future of this city. And so I know you all have strong opinions and thoughts. And so what I really want to get into is both of your schools show what's possible, right? And I want to know from all 3 of you, what is one policy or system change that will help make Milwaukee schools do better? I come from an academic background where my mom was a principal for years. My auntie, she was an assistant principal for years. I worked in schools. I worked in higher education. I care about these kids. So I want to know, what is the change that you think we need to see here in Milwaukee, a policy or something within the system that can make sure that all our kids can succeed?
The very first thing that I think of is special education funding. Nearly 30% of students at Rocket Ship are students with IEPs or who have special education needs. I grew up with an IEP myself for speech and language, and you wouldn't know now.
I got chills. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Right?
You went to Princeton, right?
Yes.
And when you think about the stigma around IEPs, you think they can't do. But this, again, is walking proof that you can excel if you have the support. So keep going. I'm just sorry. I literally got chills when I heard that.
No, yeah, absolutely. It's why special education, I think, is so important and is very underfunded at this point. To only receive about a third of the money back that we are supporting for students with special needs just is insufficient. To think that there's a world where by mere virtue of accepting students with the highest needs, that your school can close from being bankrupt. Mm-hmm. Like thinking about that, that is the biggest policy that I think can really help to elevate education, is to ensure that our highest need students are receiving the resources they need.
No, that's good. That's good. How about you, Patrick?
Yeah, I have two, and they're related. And the first is on the funding side. I really think the last 4 years there has been some significant increases, and I thank the legislature and the governor for coming together on some of these things, because we've been able to offer a ton more supports and staffing, you know, added things like a speech therapist that we never had and counseling supports. Mm-hmm. Those would not have been possible without the increases in funding the last 4 years and the last two budget cycles. But similarly, I think that continues to be a challenge for us. So I think equal funding is a policy that we should continue to unite on. Children, I think, have the same worth, and I think we should fund them appropriately. I also think that when you look at, again, the high-performing schools, all of us have grown in some way. But the amount of dollars needed to fundraise for that and capital needed is a huge burden. So I wish there was a way for schools that had excellent results to be able to grow without such a heavy lift of private fundraising facilities being really tough to come by.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, and look, I'm just going to echo what they both said. You know, we know that dollars matter in education. It's not everything, but it absolutely matters. And between public charter schools like the one that Kadeem is leading and private schools like the one that Patrick is leading, students across Milwaukee this year are losing out on nearly $200 million because these types of schools are not funded at the same level as their peers. That's unfair. It's unfair for all of our students, and it's something that we need to address. So whether it's, you know, the funding we provide for every kid, the additional funding for our most vulnerable students, students who have special education needs, we didn't talk about them here, but students who are learning the English language also fall into the same category. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's an incredibly important conversation to have. And the other thing that I will say is those dollars matter, but what you do with those dollars matters as well. And so I really like having this conversation with two school leaders that are talking about, you know, quality and accountability and performance and their outcomes and the things they're doing to drive those outcomes. So the dollars matter, absolutely. But what you do with those dollars, what happens, what leaders and teachers and classrooms are doing to make sure those dollars are translating into learning for students matters immensely too. And so I think we got to put those two conversations together. Fund our schools in the way they need to be funded, yes, but also make sure that we're holding all of ourselves accountable for delivering the outcomes that our students and our families truly deserve.
No, I love it. I love it. I love it, man. Now, next, I do want to talk about this. How should families interpret the report card? Can we talk about the data and the numbers? And you all talked about, you know, how your schools perform. But how should families interpret that report card and growth data when choosing a school or talking with teachers?
So I'll grab that first from sort of a big picture perspective, because I think there's two conversations you need to have. There's a conversation you need to have with your child's school, and I'm sure Patrick and Kadeem will talk about, you know, how they're talking to their school communities about the results. But then sometimes the conversation is maybe my child isn't at the school that's the right fit for them. And so we are trying to do our best. You know, Kyle, you and I have had some conversations over a couple of months now about some of the changes that have happened at the state level and how it's made it harder, right? How the state has, you know, muddied the picture and families have to get their hands dirty. So one thing that we're doing at City Forward Collective to try to make that a little bit easier is we've launched a parent power hub, cityforwardcollective.org/parents. Or if you just go to our main website, you can find the link for families right at the top of the page. We've put together a map. We've put together some tools and resources to help families try to sort through exactly what's going on and identify which schools are meeting the marks and which schools maybe aren't, so that they can make informed choices. So it's two conversations to me. is my kid in the right school? And then once I'm in that right school, what's the conversation I need to have with that school to make sure that we're doing the right things to be a team in support of our child's learning?
At Rocketship, I think two things are important. First, transparency and truth, right? So we need to share all of and celebrate the growth, right? Rocketship currently is had higher growth in both ELA and math than the entire state. We continue to cut the our level one students or being able to reduce the number of students who are below expectations. And it's also important that families hear what our commitment is to achievement year over year, right? So it takes growth to get to proficiency, and it's a multi-year investment. And so families need to understand, what are we doing? What can they do at home to support? And to know exactly what that blueprint is for to continue supporting our students.
Yeah, I think right now, you know, the fundamentals of school choice is trusting parents to pick and find the school that's the best fit for their children. For us, if a dual language school is not of interest to you, then we're not a good fit for you. The challenge is, I think, is in the transparency of data. If you try to navigate the WiseDash platform through DPI and pull the academic data, it's hard for even school leaders, let alone a parent who's working 60 hours a week and trying to do their very best. So I think if we the fundamentals of school choice mean that we need to be more transparent and give parents that data at their fingertips. City Forward has an excellent map that I think helps parents be able to type in their neighborhood, their zip code to see how are schools performing in that area. I think that's a huge step. It's even more difficult to find the median and proficiency data when you pull it in this giant spreadsheet of 2,000 schools and have to sort through. Also, I think really difficult for parents to navigate and not in the spirit of transparency. The fundamentals of the school report card, I think, need some work. How things are weighted, how growth is looked at. It became so difficult for us to figure out growth, the growth formula. We just said we're going to use the NWA map really to help parents understand where their kids are at. Notre Dame has 100% parent-teacher conference. That's probably our most important statistic that we share. And so those are the times that we get to go over one-on-one with parents how their individual child is doing using the MAP results instead of the Forward test.
Thank y'all so much. I do want to share just really quickly. I want y'all just to wrap it up quickly. What gives you hope about the future of education right here in Milwaukee?
For me, it's the leaders. It's the leaders who are sitting beside me here now. It's the school leader, charter school leaders, private school leaders. I'm originally from New York, and so I recently moved to Milwaukee, and it's been incredible getting to know so many educational leaders who share a common vision to provide a world-class education for students. So what gives me hope is I think that we have the right people in the right seats right now to support our students across the state.
And I would say for me, the children themselves, it's maybe cliche or generic to say that, but you know, yesterday I went through all three of our schools, and every classroom I went into, there were happy kids who wanted nothing more than to make their teachers proud and to make their parents and families proud. And so I just think that, you know, the potential in these kids is unbelievable. I'm a Milwaukee native myself, grew up on 92nd and Capitol, still live in that neighborhood. And I want nothing more than for Milwaukee to reach its full potential. And when I look in these little kids' faces, I know that it's possible.
Yes to both, right? What gives me hope are the students in our classrooms. You know, the curiosity, the wisdom beyond their years, the resilience that they demonstrate. And the leaders at every level of the system, you know, both of you all, the teachers in your building, you know, I spend a lot of time moving in political spaces, and every time I need a palate cleanse and a refresh, you know, I'm like, get me in the school. Because seeing the work that happens every day between teachers and principals and families and students, and, you know, I'm sure you all have your stories. It's not always sunshine and roses. But at the end of the day, that's the necessary and hard work that we've got to keep our eye on, not the political political noise and distractions, but our students, the educators who are dedicated to giving them the future that they deserve and making sure that all of us are pulling together to ensure every kid has the opportunity they deserve.
Thank y'all all so much for joining us here today for this conversation.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Again, what an incredible conversation, an inspirational conversation that we had today on Forward Together for Kids. And as always, thank you to my co-host, Coleston Morgan Jr., the Executive Director at City Forward Collective. But in addition to that, thank you so much to Kadeem Ruiz, the Executive Director at Rocketship Wisconsin, for joining us here today and sharing his story, and Patrick Landry, the President of Notre Dame Schools of Milwaukee, of sharing their message and talking about the great things that they are doing at their schools. Truth Nation, we appreciate y'all joining us here today. And this, again, has been Forward Together for Kids, a City Forward Collective radio program right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We'll see you next time.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Forward Together for Kids show are solely that of the hosts or guests and not those of 101.7 The Truth and Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
Listen to the home of the 5K Gruber Cash Giveaway. 101.7 FM, 1510 AM WGKB Waukesha and W269 DL Milwaukee, a locally owned Good Karma Brands station.